training, a very positive week. You'll be hoping that to continue now, going into Friday night with Drogheda?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, as we keep talking about as a group here, you're only as good as your next game. We did have a good week, and I was delighted with the players and the effort and everybody involved. But that's done now, it's over, and it's what we do next.
Of course, it's 6-1 out of 8, so you see your team sort of starting to gel together now.
The last 6 games, yeah. But it's now the next 6 games we have to worry about. And the players look like they're in a decent place. They're working extremely hard, as they've done the whole time. Hopefully they can now gain a little bit of confidence from the last number of performances. But it's so early in the season, so we're under no illusions of how difficult what lies ahead for us is.
Of course, you must see it as well. I spoke to one of your players a few weeks back. He was saying confidence is high. They're starting to trust each other, so on the pitch, and they know what each other can do. You must see that as well in training as well.
Yeah, listen, again, I'm very conscious of what I say and very conscious that people don't start getting carried away at this stage. And we're 12 or 13 games in. Three quarters of the league, is two thirds of the league still in front of us now. We're in a good place at the moment. There's still a huge amount of work to be done. And that's what we'll concentrate on. It's one game at a time for us. We're under absolutely no illusions, as I've said, how difficult Drogheda is going to be on Friday night, going down there. They've been unbelievable this season, albeit they lost last week against Rovers, but they're a real threat, and they're good at what they do.
Of course, do you look back on the game you played earlier in the season? 8 minutes of madness, lost you the game. Is that a motivation tool going into Friday night's game for the players?
I think at Derry City, no matter what game you lose, has to sting. And that's what we need to create at this football club, that it stings, and until we put it right. And I'm hoping and praying we can put that right on Friday night, but we understand how tough it's going to be.
Of course, Adam O'Reilly was taken off on Friday night, sent to hospital. What's the latest with Adam?
It's actually nothing serious. Whether he'll be available or not for this Friday, we're still unsure. There is impact there with the ribs, so it's a touch and go until probably last minute Friday.
Is there any other injuries concerns going into Friday?
No, not at the moment. Obviously, Carl Winchester's suspended, so he won't be involved. But at the moment, that's all there is.
Thank you.